Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Kentucky Attorney General has filed its brief in support of the church that we represent at the Federal Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is actually the second brief this Attorney General has filed in support of our church, Maryville Baptist Church.
Yeah, this is a great Attorney General, Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron. And he has done an amazing job filing these amicus briefs twice, as you mentioned, at the same Federal Court of Appeals in support of our lawsuit on behalf of Maryville Baptist Church. And he really gets it.
I know. I secretly hope he becomes governor.
Yeah, I mean, he would be a great governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia at some point when he were to run for that position. I don't know if he has any aspirations for that, but it would be great to have somebody like him at the head of any state that really gets the religious freedom concept and the constitutional basis. Mm-hmm. The brief writing is very good. What we did is we are at the Federal Court of Appeals. This is a case where we have 2-3-0 wins already from the same Court of Appeals. And it involves 3-0 on the parking lot and 3-0 on in-person services. Great decisions. So this is a decision that really has precedent across the country. And it really was the first case at the Court of Appeals ever decided on these issues, and it's a great victory for us.
Listen to what the Attorney General wrote in his brief. This is powerful. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear used his pen to close houses of worship across the Commonwealth while allowing similar secular activities to continue uninterrupted. Pandemic or not, the Constitution prohibits public officials from targeting religious exercise in this manner. As the attorney for the people of the Commonwealth, Attorney General Cameron submits this brief in support of the appellate's request for a preliminary injunction preventing further religious discrimination.
Yeah, this is a great decision.
That's awesome.
A great brief, I should say. Great decisions already, great brief. So you say, well, you got 2-3-0 decisions. Why are you continuing at the Court of Appeals? Well, because these 3-0 decisions are injunctions pending the appeal. In other words, once we appealed the lower court judge that ruled against us originally, we asked the Court of Appeals to issue an emergency order pending the appeal. So in other words, give us some relief while this appeal is going forward. Now, this basically already sets the tone. We already know which way they're going, 3-0. They ruled in our favor on the same constitutional issues. So we're now asking for an injunction, not just one pending appeal, but one that has more permanence.
Right. We need a final court decision to say, no, you cannot reverse Governor Beshear and change again and discriminate against these churches.
And you know what? Governor Andy Beshear has actually filed both in the lower court and at the Court of Appeals a very clear desire for him to return to these old ways.
Right.
It's actually amazing. It's astounding because this governor's counsel filed in the lower court and they said that these two cases, 3-0 decisions, are no longer good. And he gives no rationale or basis for that. And then he's arguing that in the Court of Appeals, that your decisions are no longer good. I don't get it.
I mean, because I want to go back and discriminate.
And he says, yeah, you need to dissolve this and reverse it and... Why? Because they want the freedom to go back and do what they did before.
I mean, can you imagine on Easter Sunday, he sent his troopers out there to the church in the parking lot. They wrote down all the license plate numbers of the cars in the parking lot, including those that were there for the outside service, and then gave them quarantine notices.
Yeah, quarantine notices. Amazing. And actually sent a letter to them on the week of that Sunday from the governor demanding that they go into quarantine for 14 days.
That means they couldn't leave out of town or going anywhere without permission. They had to take their temperature every day. I mean, it was just
Nazi-like. Yeah, and they had to report that information every day to the local county board of health.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as a result of that, some people actually lost their job because it came out in the media that they received these quarantine notices. And when they went back to work and they said, don't you go to Maryville Baptist Church? Yes. And of course, they had just read that the people that were there this Sunday got these quarantine notices. So their employers overreacted. Well, you shouldn't be at work. And they either furloughed them or they terminated them. All this because of this governor. And so this governor wants to be able to go back and do it again. And it's this governor who also said he wrote in support of all the protest. Mm-hmm. Just like all the other governors where we have these cases pending, Illinois, you talk about Virginia, here in Kentucky, Maine, California. They all want to restrict houses of worship, but they also want to encourage people to gather in thousands, if so, to protest. And they say that that's okay because it's a historic moment.
And they also don't respect the sanctity of life.
No, they don't respect
the sanctity. So they don't respect liberty.
Exactly. They all have that in common. They don't respect the sanctity of life. They don't respect freedom. They don't respect liberty. And they also say, well, even though it's a violation of my order, you all can go out and protest. Now, it's not going to be any protest because if you go out and protest out in front of an abortion clinic, that's not going to be acceptable.
No, it doesn't count, according to him.
But if you want to go out and protest and riot and tear down statues, deface businesses, loot, and talk about how bad America is, oh, that's a historic moment, and we're going to allow that even though it's a violation of my order. Well, this is the same thing that this governor does here. So he's actually put in writing that he wants to go back. He's really made our case for us that the two issues, one, it's not moot. It's not moot because even though he has an order against him, he wants to go back to it. And so therefore, court, you need to continue this in a more permanent way and block him from going back to these old unconstitutional ways.
Well, I must say we're grateful for this attorney general who really gets it, has common sense, and has been filing these briefs in support of our case.
Yeah, and boy, you know, it really means elections do matter because in Kentucky you had Matt Bevin was a very good governor in that state. And unfortunate for him and the people in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, he didn't win re-election. But this attorney general did win election, and he is a very solid individual. You know, if we had Matt Bevin at the governor's helm, we would never have this problem with the church. We wouldn't be litigating right now in Kentucky.
Right.
Matt Bevin, if you remember, came into office and ultimately gave religious exemption executive order to our client Kim Davis. In that case, that originated in 2015.
When Andy Beshear's father, who was...
He was the governor. So in other words, this attorney general that we had in Kentucky is now the governor, Beshear's. And, you know, his father was previously involved in the higher-up governor race. So you got this political family, the Beshear family, been political for many years in Kentucky.
So the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. And it's amazing they both have, they have the same kind of anti-freedom ideology, anti-life agenda. But the good news is we're at this Court of Appeals, so continue to pray for this case. It's a Maryville Baptist Church, and we're against the governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, Governor Beshear. And the good news is that the Kentucky Attorney General recently filed an amicus brief in support of our position. Very well done, very powerful, and we'll be arguing this case before the Court of Appeals in the near future to make sure that this governor never goes back to his unconstitutional ways. This is a great case. It is the leading precedent in the United States on these cases involving churches. So I want to thank you for your prayers and for your support of the ministry. Without you, we wouldn't be able to be engaged in these particular cases. In fact, in this particular case, we got these orders, these 3-0 orders from this particular Court of Appeals on Saturday afternoon, both times, Saturday afternoon. The court was working over the weekend, and they were diligent. And of course, we were working through the weekends, many, many weekends, on these cases. But these restrictions are coming back all over the country, so all of this kind of litigation is continuing across America. Stay with us in prayer and your support. Visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.